This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. All arrangements are in place as voting for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will take place tomorrow in 57 Lok Sabha constituencies across 7 states and Union Territory. Political fate of prominent leaders, including Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur, and Congress leader Vikramaditya Singh, as well as TMC leader Abhishek Banerjee, will be decided in this phase. 13 Lok Sabha seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats in Punjab, 9 seats in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 seats in Odisha, 4 seats in Himachal Pradesh, 3 seats in Jharkhand, and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh will go to polls. In this phase, the voting will begin at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission to ensure smooth and transparent voting in these areas. Security has also been strengthened in the polling areas to avoid any untoward incident and ensure free and fair polls. Basic facilities ranging from shade, drinking water, ramps, toilets, wheelchairs to electricity will be in place to ensure that every voter, including the elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their vote with ease. State Chief Electoral Officer, District Election Officers and State Machineries have been advised to take adequate measures to manage hot weather conditions. The Income Tax Department has seized a record 1,100 crore rupees in cash and jewellery during the ongoing Lok Sabha elections. According to the official sources, this marks a 182% increase compared to the 390 crore rupees seized during the 2019 general elections. The flood situation in Assam's 9 districts remain grim, with the water levels of major rivers rising and inundating vast tracts of land following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Remal. Around 2 lakh people have been affected in 386 villages due to flood and rain. Over 35,000 people have taken shelter in 95 relief camps. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 2 persons have died so far in the devastating floods across the state. Train services have been cancelled or short-terminated due to landslides along the half-long Badarpur rail route. Rescue operations have been intensified in flood-affected districts. In Manipur, flash flood continues to wreak havoc and Imphal city has been badly affected by the flood. 3 persons have died in different flood-related incidents so far, while 1 person is missing. Army and central forces have been engaged in rescue works and affected families have taken shelter in relief camps. Northwestern part of the country is still reeling under the heat wave condition. However, temperatures dip by 1 or 2 degrees Celsius. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, India Meteorological Department IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said that despite the slightly gradual reduction in temperature, heat wave to severe heat wave conditions will continue to prevail over parts of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the government today suspended 6 officials, including motor vehicles inspector posted at Regional Transport Officer Kathua, and attached them to the Office of the Transport Commissioner, J&K Jammu, with immediate effect. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the move comes after 22 pilgrims, mainly from Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan, on way to Shiv Khori Shrine in Riyasi district, were killed and 69 others were injured when the bus they were travelling in fell into a deep gorge near Tanda in Aknur sub-district of Jammu district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on the second day of 45-hour-long meditation session at Swami Vivekananda Memorial in Tamil Nadu's Kanyakumari today. The Dhyan Mandap, in which the 73-year-old leader is meditating, is said to be the spot where Swami Vivekananda had meditated in 1892. Kanyakumari is situated at the southernmost tip of India, and this is also an auspicious place where the Bay of Bengal, Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean converge. India and Nicaragua today discuss bilateral issues and global issues of mutual interest. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that Nicaragua Foreign Minister Denis Moncada called in dress to talk to him over phone. In Singapore Open Badminton, Indian women's pair of Trisha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand has entered the women's double semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.